रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर टू द वर्स रिटन इज 63 बट विल बी कवरिंग वर्सेस फ्रॉम 49 ऑनवर्ड्स. सो आई रीड द ट्रांसलेशन फ्रॉम वर्सेस 49 up to 49 up to 62, and then we'll chant together the verse which is written on the board. Text 49. Unalloyed love for Krishna is like an ocean of happiness. If someone gets one drop of it, the whole world can drown in that drop. It is not befitting to express such love of Godhead, yet a madman must speak. But even though he speaks, no one believes him. Who is speaking here? Any idea? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking here. And he is referring madman to himself. See, he says, all the madmen must speak, but no one believes him. Text 50. In this way, Lord Chaitanya used to revel in ecstasy day after day and exhibit these ecstasies before Swarup and Ramananda Rai. Externally, there appeared severe tribulation, as if he were suffering from poisonous effect. But internally, he was experiencing bliss. This is characteristic of transcendental love for Krishna. Text 51. If one tastes such love of Godhead, he can compare it to hot sugar cane. When one chews hot sugar cane, his mouth burns, yet he cannot give it up. Similarly, if one has but a little love of Godhead, he can perceive its powerful effects. It can only be compared to poison and nectar mixed together. Text 52. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke, "My dear beautiful friend, if one develops love of Godhead, love of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, all the bitter and sweet influences of this love will manifest in one's heart. Such love of Godhead acts in two ways. The poisonous effects of love of Godhead defeat the severe and fresh poison of the serpent. Yet there is simultaneously transcendental bliss, which pours down and defeats the pride of nectar and diminishes its value. In other words, love of Krishna is so powerful that it simultaneously defeats the poisonous effects of a snake as well as the happiness derived from pouring nectar on one's head. It is perceived as doubly effective, simultaneously poisonous and nectarian." Sri Radha Gokulanand ki jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shashi Gonitai ki jai. So there is a small purport here, a one-line purport. This verse is spoken by Purnamasi to Nandimukhi in the Vidagdha Madhav 218 of Srila Rupa Goswami. Text 53. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see Jagannath along with Balaram and Subhadra, he would immediately think that he had reached Kurukshetra, where all of them had come. He would think that his life was successful because he had seen the lotus-eyed one, whom, if seen, pacifies the body, mind, and eyes. 54. Staying near the Garuda Stambh, the Lord would look upon Lord Jagannath. What can be said about the strength of that love? On the ground beneath the column of the Garuda Stam was a deep ditch, and that ditch was filled with the water of his tears. So again, there's a very short purport here. In front of the temple of Jagannath is a column on which the statue of Garuda is situated. It is called the Garuda Stambha. At the base of that column is a ditch, and that ditch was filled with the tears of the Lord. 55. When coming from Jagannath, from the Jagannath temple to return to his house, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit around on the ground and mark it with his nails. At such times, he would be greatly morose and would cry, "Alas, where is Vrindavan? Where is Krishna, the son of the king of cowherd men? Where is that person who plays the flute?" 56. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to lament by saying, "Where is Sri Krishna, whose form is curved in three places? Where is the sweet song of his flute? And where is the bank of the Yamuna? Where is the rasa dance? Where is that dancing, singing, and laughing? Where is my lord, Madan Mohan, the enchanter of Cupid?" 57. In this way, various ecstatic emotions evolved, and the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was filled with anxiety. He could not escape even for a moment. In this way, because of fierce feelings of separation, his patience began to totter, and he began to recite various verses. So next there will be a few verses quoted which Mahaprabhu recited. And this is one of the verses. "O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O friend of the helpless, you are the only ocean of mercy. Because I have not met you, my inauspicious days and nights have become unbearable. I do not know how I shall pass the time." Text 59. "All these inauspicious days and nights are not passing, for I have not met you. It is difficult to know how to pass all this time. But you are the friend of the helpless and an ocean of mercy. Kindly give me your audience, for I am in a precarious position." 60. In this way, the Lord's restlessness was awakened by ecstatic feelings, and his mind became agitated. No one could understand what course such ecstasy would take. Because Lord Chaitanya could not meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, his mind burned. He began to ask Krishna about the means by which he could reach him. 61. "O Krishna, O flute player, the sweetness of your early years is wonderful within these three words. You know my unsteadiness, and I know yours. No one else knows about this. I want to see your beautiful, attractive face somewhere in a solitary place. But how can this be accomplished?" A very short purport here. This is another quotation from Sri Bilmangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita. Text 62. "My dear Krishna, only you and I know the strength of your beautiful features. And because of them, my unsteadiness. Now this is my position. I do not know what to do and where to go. Where can I find you? I'm asking you to give directions." Now we come to text 63, which is written on the board. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Because of the various kinds of ecstasy, contradictory states of mind occurred, and this resulted in a great fight between different types of ecstasy. Anxiety, impotence, humility, anger, and impatience were all like soldiers fighting, and the madness of love of Godhead was the cause. Purport. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is stated that when similar ecstasies from separate causes meet, they are called Swarup Sandhi. When opposing elements meet, whether they arise from a common cause or different cause, their conjunction is called Bhinnarup Sandhi, the meeting of contradictory ecstasies. The simultaneous joining of different ecstasies, fear and happiness, regret and happiness, is called meeting, sandhi. The word sabalya refers to different types of ecstatic symptoms combined together, like pride, despondency, humility, remembrance, doubt, impatience caused by insult, fear, disappointment, patience, and eagerness. The friction that occurs when these combine is called sabalya. Similarly, when the desire to see the object is very prominent, and when one is unable to tolerate any delay in seeing the desired object, the incapability is called otsukya, or eagerness. If such eagerness is present, one's mouth dries up and one becomes restless. One also becomes full of anxiety, and hard breathing and patience are observed. Similarly, the lightness of heart caused by strong attachment and strong agitation of the mind is called impotence, chapalya. Failure of judgment, misuse of words, and obstinate activities devoid of anxiety are observed. Similarly, when one becomes too angry at the other party, offensive and abominable speech occurs. And this anger is called rosh. When one becomes impatient due to being scolded or insulted, the resultant state of mind is called amarsh. In this state of mind, one perspires, acquires a headache, fades in bodily color, and experiences anxiety and an urge to search out the remedy. The bearing of a grudge, aversion, and chastisement are all visible symptoms. Jnananjanshalakaya Chakshunmintamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Nadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutpadikam Lam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitascha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapti Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishubhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpitaru Bhayasya Kripa Sindhu Bhevicha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Kuruti Vachalam, Pangam Langhiti Grim, Yet Krupatam Hamande, Shri Gurum Dinitarne, Paramanand Madhavam, Shri Chaitanya Nishram. It's already 8:35. By the time we finish reading the verses and purports, so how long should I speak? ten minutes? 15 minutes? 25 minutes? Half an hour? Yeah? Okay. So just to put the things in context, in this chapter, you have been hearing the descriptions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 12 years of pastimes in Jagannath Puri. So the Supreme Lord divided his time between Navadvipa Leela and Neelachal Leela. 24 years in Navadvipa and 24 years in Neelachal. Jagannath Puri. In those 24 years in Jagannath Puri, the Lord went for 6 years of pilgrimage, which included Vrindavan and South India. When he came back, then he spent remaining time in fulfilling his 3 desires that he had. So, in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find 6 regions of Mahaprabhu's appearance, 3 external and 3 internal. So, remaining time in Jagannath Puri was spent in Mahaprabhu's 3 internal regions. See, Mahaprabhu fulfilling those 3 internal regions. And those were to understand the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, to understand what attraction Srimati Radhika feels. So those kind of regions, Sri Radhaya Praname Mahima Ki Drisho Vaneva. What kind of ecstasy or attraction Srimati Radharani feels. So these years were very, very confidential. Only confidential servant of the Lord were allowed, which included Raya Ramanand and Swarup Damodar Prabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Particularly, his secretary Swarup Damodar and Raya Ramanand, they were able to see those pastimes. Now, the description that come to us in the form of Chaitanya Charitamrita, they are from the kalcha of Swarup Damodar Prabhu. Kalcha means the diary, like this Prabhu has got his diary, so noting down. Now imagine how important was it to note down the pastimes of the Lord. Because there were no video cameras there, no iPhone. So how to record it? So Swarup Damodar Prabhu would note them down, the Lord's pastimes, in short forms, kalcha. Then he shared those pastimes, that kalcha, his diary, with Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami then shared those pastimes from Swarup Damodar's kalcha with Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So in the parampara system, we are hearing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita described by Kaviraj Goswami, which were recorded by Swarup Damodar Prabhu, the confidential associate of the Lord or an incarnation of Lalita Devi. So this is authentic. These pastimes are authentic. Now, these remaining pastimes of the Lord are very, very confidential, that only his confidential associates were allowed to see them, experience them, and record them. So why are we hearing them? Because we have no adhikar. We are not eligible to hear such pastimes. Why are we hearing? We are hearing because by hearing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we get an entrance into Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. So here, I'm just going to sing a few lines of a song that you have sang, you know. Gaurangira dutipada jaradhana sampada sejana bhakati rasasar Gaurangir madhura lila jarakarne praveshila hridaya nirmala bhelatar. Very beautiful song, which says that anyone who has taken shelter of the two lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand the intricacies of pure devotional service. Clear? So pure devotional service cannot be understood by mundaners, scholars, mayavadis, brahmavadis, karmis, jnanis, yogis, anybody. Nobody can understand them. Tene brahma hrida adi kave muhyanti yat surya. These pastimes are so difficult to understand, Krishna, that even the great scholars like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they also become bewildered. It's very difficult. But by taking shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can understand the import of devotional service, particularly pure devotional service. Gaurangir madhure lila jara karne praveshila hridaya nirmala bhelatar. So anyone who is so fortunate to drink these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Gaur Sundara Mahaprabhu, what happens? His heart becomes purified. Hridaya nirmala bhelatar. Je Gaurangir namalaya tarahaya premodaya. Anyone who chants the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga, immediately he can get love of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Tare hui, tare mui jai balihari. So, Narottam Das Thakur say, I really appreciate the good fortune of such people. Gauranga gunete jhore nitti lila tarispure. Sijana bhakti adhikari. That anyone who listens to these nectarian pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appreciates his characteristics, then immediately he can become eligible to enter into Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. So that's the good fortune of hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes and his qualities. That we have no eligibility whatsoever. But when we hear Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his pastimes, his teachings, then we become eligible. So that is the good fortune, to hear Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Although we don't understand these intricacies, later on, as described in the purport, these pastimes are so intricate, so complex, so difficult to understand and appreciate, that big scholars fail. And therefore they think that Mahaprabhu is simply a devotee. Even to this day, not many people in India consider Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna. Because it's so difficult. Mahaprabhu acted as a devotee. So difficult. But when we take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hear his pastimes, chant his name, then we become eligible. So now we come to this verse, today's verse. There were various verses today. And in the previous verses, up to 48, you have been hearing the apparent of physical transformations of Mahaprabhu's body. So Mahaprabhu was in sattvic bhavas. He was in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, Mahabhava. Because he was in Mahabhava, many unprecedented symptoms were occurring from his body that you have heard before. That sometimes his body will shrink. Sometimes his body will become loose. Sometimes the blood will pour out from his body. And sometimes the Lord just smashed his head and teeth in Gambhira. So this was so unbearable to see, very difficult to see. But here, earlier on, we read a verse which says that Mahaprabhu's apparent behavior was seemingly very painful. So it looked as if Mahaprabhu was really suffering. The blood oozing out, etc. So it appeared that he was suffering. But internally, the Lord was rejoicing. The ecstasy that Srimati Radharani felt when Krishna left Vrindavan. So see, Radhaya Pranamema ki drishu. What is the glories? What are the glories of Srimati Radharani's love? What happiness does she feel? So although the Lord is known as Swarat, that he knows everything, but because he wanted to feel the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, that he had to take her mood and take her color as well, her complexion. So Gaurasundara Mahaprabhu is combined form of Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So this is how he was experiencing the inner ecstasies felt by Srimati Radharani when Krishna left Vrindavan. And this is like a pot filled with poison and nectar together. Beautifully described by Krishna's Kaviraj. See, pot is filled by poison and nectar together. What will happen if you drink the nectar from the pot of poison? It's a very precarious situation. Will you die or live? It's difficult to say. Because the poison is powerful, it will kill you. Nectar is also powerful. It will make you immortal. And you drank both together. What will happen then? Neither you can die, nor you can live. So that's the state of Mahaprabhu. He's drinking this poison of separation from Krishna. This is like a serpent, snake. Snake only have poison. So they give poison to others. So the snake of separation. But then he is also experiencing the supreme ecstasy what Srimati Radharani feels in separation from Krishna. So that's nectar. So these verses which we read today, they describe the ecstatic state of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The verses that you have read before, they describe the external state of Mahaprabhu, his bodily transformations. But these verses describe the psychological, the mental transformations of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, in a summary, what was going on in his mind has been described in these verses. So, nectar and poison in the same pot, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In India, almost 24,000 people die from a snake bite. Recorded. So in billion population, more than 1 billion population, almost 24,000 people die on record. But that data may not be correct, which means thousands of people die from snake bite. Why? Because in India, the snake injections are not available so much. Yeah. What are snake injections? cobra. Snake injections are made of poison. So poison kills poison. Yeah? Like diamond kills diamond. So poison kills poison. So Mahaprabhu is feeling this separation from Krishna is poisons. Is going to kill. And therefore, he is manifesting these symptoms of ecstasy internally and externally. Because it's killing him. And he can't sustain that killing. But then he's also experiencing the nectar of remembering Krishna's pastimes. So now, let's look at the verse. Because of the various kinds of ecstasy, contradictory states of mind occurred. And this resulted in a great fight between different types of ecstasy. So anxiety, impotence, humility, anger, impatience were all like soldiers fighting. And the madness of love of Godhead was the cause. So later on, in verse 50, you will read that this whole situation was like a sugarcane field. So people in the West may not connect so well with the similes and analogies given in Srimad Bhagavatam because they come from villages. You'll find the sugarcane field in the village. So the simile given here, the analogy is that it is as if in a sugarcane field so many elephants like sugarcane. So not one, two, many elephants have entered. And they're destroying it, having a feast, but at the same time, they are maddened and fighting with each other. That's the state of Mahaprabhu's mind. So very, very difficult to apprehend, very, very difficult to understand, comprehend this state of mind of the Lord. So he's feeling contradictory emotions. And we're just going to look at some examples of these contradictory emotions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let's look at pride. During the Ras Arena, after having heard the flute, the sound of the flute, Krishna's flute, Venugit. Krishna was calling all the gopis, as he used to do, when the Lord would call his cows. So Krishna used to call his cows by citing their names. Each and every cow had their names, and he would call them by playing flute. He would call their names. So here now, on Ras Dance Day, which is coming in a few days' time, on Tuesday, Rasa Purnima. So Krishna is playing his flute and he's calling these gopis by their names. So these gopis are coming, they have come now. And the Ras Arena is prepared. Now the dance begins. So Krishna expanded himself. Before that, there is a conversation between Krishna and the gopis. So we don't have time to discuss that. So now the dance begins. Krishna has agreed to perform Ras dance. But now there are millions of gopis there. So the Lord expanded himself into millions of forms. But within those millions of forms, Srimati Radharani was in the center. So Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brijendranandan Krishna, not Vasudeva Krishna, and Srimati Radhika, they're performing the Ras dance. So having performed the Ras dance for one day of Brahma, which means hundreds of thousands, millions of years, but because the time is subservient to Krishna, it looked like one night to everybody. It felt like it's just one night, not one day of Brahma. So then Srimati Radharani expressed that I'm tired, and Krishna, having seen her situation, that she's perspiring, she's tired, so took her to a secluded place. And that secluded place, then Srimati Radharani again complained that I feel tired. So Krishna took her on her shoulder. When the Lord was carrying Srimati Radharani, then she felt pride. And she thought, I must be very fortunate that first of all, the Lord of the Gopis, Gopinath, he has brought me in this secluded place. Secondly, now he is carrying me on his shoulders. I must be really fortunate. So as she was thinking like this, the Lord disappeared. What? It seemed like a dream. No more Shyam Sundar. Srimati Radharani was left alone. So these two emotions, the feeling of happiness because Krishna was there, and sense of pride, I must be very fortunate. And then sense of loss, the Lord disappeared. Then crying, separation. So these are the contradictory emotions that Srimati Radharani felt. Similarly, in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, we see in various places, the devotees of Vrindavan feel these contradictory emotions. Mother Yashoda is breastfeeding Krishna, her baby, because he is hungry and he just got up and he wants to feed now. So she is breastfeeding, looking at his face and appreciating her good fortune. But then the milk in the oven is thinking that I'm doing all these austerities here and I'm simply burning in this fire. If Krishna drinks all the milk from Mother Yashoda's breast, then he won't drink me. Because in Golok Vrindavan, everything is Satchidananda. So even the milk is sentient, conscious. So the milk is thinking like that, that Mother Yashoda got me from Padmagandha cows. Now I'm burning myself in this fire, doing austerity, so that Krishna will take my services. But look at this misfortune, that he's going to drink milk from Mother Yashoda, and then he will just neglect me. What should I do? So then the milk thought, okay, let me commit suicide. It's better to commit suicide by jumping in the fire, which is already burning me, than not having Krishna's service. So the milk started boiling, overflowing. When Mother Yashoda saw the milk is overflowing, then she left Krishna on the floor, on the ground, and went to take the milk. Krishna felt very angry. He thought, how dare I have left Goloka to come here. My mother was breastfeeding, I'm hungry. And she just left him on the floor, just like this. So he got angry. So in one moment, Mother Yashoda is feeling so happy, seeing the beautiful face of Krishna. Happy. On the other hand, when Krishna breaks the pot, then she feels angry. How dare? I'm feeding him so much. And this boy has become so obstinate, so naughty. So these kind of contradictory emotions are there. When Mother Yashoda sees Krishna in the coils of Kaliya, she feels like the death has overcome her. But when Krishna is dancing on the hoods of Kaliya, she thinks, what? This is a good dance. My son knows how to dance. Contradictory emotions. So this way, there are many, many contradictory emotions in Vrindavan pastimes and Dwarka pastimes and Krishna's pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling these emotions and experiencing these emotions. So sometimes it appeared the Lord will smile. Sometimes he would cry. Sometimes he would faint. Sometimes he would just become despondent. So the Lord showed many, many contradictory emotions, and it's 9 o'clock now. So we'll stop. Okay. Shall we take a couple of comments or questions? So we'll stop here.